Blog number 22, the Second Commandment, Sunday School Version. I have always found myself fully sobered and my attention completely arrested by the Second Commandment, read in its entirety. Most Christians know the Sunday School version of this commandment, where we are told not to make for ourselves a carved image. And because most people who have even taken precious moments to memorize this succinct version of the Second Commandment often conclude that as an American, it surely does not apply. After all, carving images and worshiping idols fits much more easily in deep, dark Africa, along the banks of the Amazon, or throughout both the Middle and the Far East with its hodgepodge of world religions. These places are where the false gods and idols of our planet reside, not in America, and certainly not in our Christian churches. Let me first say that there is no justice done to the entirety of the Second Commandment, or any commandment, when we are easily satisfied with its abbreviation. The Ten Commandments should not be treated as a little more than an acronym. Every word and concept therein must be fully digested by each of us and used to find application for daily living. And two, it must be embraced by each generation to preserve the national health we hope our culture can experience. The Second Commandment is the other verse where fathers are mentioned. The one most popular is the Fifth Commandment, where we're told to honor our father and our mother. Generally, this commandment is also often abbreviated for easier mental digestion. But as you may remember, the book of Ephesians tells us it is the first commandment with promise. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus 20, verse 12.